Yashodanandana Vajjana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanatrai. Jaya Radha Madhava Kuncha Vihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giriwada Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanatrari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kuncha Vihari. Gopi Chana Vallabha Giriwada Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanatrari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kuncha Vihari. Jaya Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parvajakacharya Astar Sata Sri Srimadis Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai Iskand Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Gaur Premananda. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. Glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 21, Conversation Between Manu and Kardama. Text 13. Rishir Uvacha Justam Patadyakila Sattva Rashe Samsidyam Akshnosh Tava Darshanam Naha Yadarshanam Janmabir Ijya Sadbir, Ashashate, Yogino, Rudha Yoga, Rishir Vacha. Justam batadya kila sattva rashe. Sam siddhya makshnaus tava darshanam naha. Yad darshanam jan revir idya sadbir. Ashasate yogino ruda yoga.
Ashasate yogino ruda yoga.
Rishir vacha. Justam patyada kiva sattva rase.
Justam patyada kiva sattva rase.
Sam siddhya makshno stava darshanam naha. Yad darshanam jan mabir idya sadbir. Ashashate yogino rudha yoga.
Ashashate yogino rudha yoga.
Rishir vacha. Justam batatya kiva sattva rase. Sam siddhya makshnos tava darshanam naha. Yad darshanam jan mabir idya sadbir. Ashashate yogino rudha yoga.
Ashashate yogino rudha yoga.
Rishir vacha. Sambhata dhyakila satvarashe. Samsidya makshno stava darshanana. Yadarshanam janma vir idya sadbir. Sasate yogino ruda yoga. Rishir vacha. Patatilana kila sattvarashe. Sasidya vakshno stava darshanamna. Yadarshanam janma vir idya sadbir. Shasate yogino ruda yoga. Rishir vacha. Patyamalaya kya satrashe. Samsidya lakshya stava darshanam naha. Yadarshanam janma vir idya sadbir. Ashasate yogino ruda yoga. Vishirvacha. Justam patadhyakila sattarashe. Sastava darshanam naha. Yadarshanam janma vir idya sadbir. Ashasate yogino ruda yoga. Rishir vacha. Justam batadya kya sattva rashe. Samsidya makshno stava darshanam naha. Tadarsanam janma viridya sadhir. Asasana yogino yudha yoga. Yashu vacha. Jushtam batadya kilasa tarase. Samse janakshno stava darshanam naha. Darshanam janma virya sadhir. Asasana yogina rudra mukha. Vaishnavis. Ishir vacha. Sambhataya kila sattva rache. Samsidya makshno stava darshanam na. Yadarshanam janma viridya sadhir. Asasana yogino buddha yoga. Rishi Uvacha, the great sage said, Justam is attained. Bata, ah, Adya, now, Akila, all, Sattva, of goodness, Rashahe, who are the reservoir. Samsidyam, the complete success. Akshno, of the two eyes. Tava, of you. Darshanat, from the sight. Naha, by us. Yet. Of whom? Darshanam, sight, janmabhi, through birth, idya, O worshipable Lord, sadbhi, gradually elevated in position, ashasate, aspire, yoginaha, yogis, Rudra Yoga, having obtained perfection in yoga. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. The great sage Kardama said, O Supreme Worshipful Lord, my power of sight is now fulfilled. Having attained the greatest perfection of the sight of you, who are the reservoir of all existences, through many successive births of deep meditation, advanced yogis aspire to see your transcendental form. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is described here as the reservoir of all goodness and all pleasure. Unless one is situated in the mode of goodness, there is no real pleasure. When, therefore, one's body, mind, and activities are situated in the service of the Lord, one is on the highest perfectional stage of goodness. Kardama Muni says, quote, your lordship is the reservoir of all that can be understood by the nomenclature of goodness. And by experiencing you face to face, eye to eye, the perfection of sight has now been attained. End quote. These statements are the pure devotional situation. For a devotee, the perfection of the senses is to engage in the service of the Lord. The sense of sight, when engaged in seeing the beauty of the Lord, is perfected. The power to hear, when engaged in hearing the glories of the Lord, is perfected. The power to taste when one enjoys by eating prasad is perfected. When all the senses engage in relationship with the personality of Godhead, one's perfection is technically called bhakti yoga, which entails detaching the senses from material indulgence and attaching them to the service of the Lord. When one is freed from all designated conditional life and fully engages in the service of the Lord, one's service is called bhakti yoga. Cardinal Mooney admits that seeing the Lord personally in bhakti yoga is the perfection. The exalted perfection of seeing the Lord. Perfection of sight. The exalted perfection of seeing the Lord is not exaggerated by Cardinal Mooney. He gives evidence that those who are actually elevated in yoga aspire in life after life to see this form of the personality of Godhead. He was not a fictitious yogi. Those who are actually on the advanced path aspire only to see the eternal form of the Lord. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare. So the perfection of seeing is mentioned here. Of course, the primary example of the perfection of seeing Krishna was manifested by the gopis, the cowherd girls and women of Vrindavan, who were Krishna's associates. They were so dedicated to seeing the form of the Lord that when he was absent, when he would go to the forest, just it's stated, Shruti Yugayatam Apashyatam. When they couldn't see Krishna, even for a fraction of a second, they were in total anxiety. They were feeling separation from seeing the form of the Lord. In fact, they were so upset about not seeing the Lord for even a fraction of a second, they called Lord Brahma a great fool and rascal for inventing eyelids. Your eyelids, they involuntarily close for a fraction of a second, and during that time they couldn't see Krishna, so they were very upset with Brahma. Pakshakrit means the creator of the eyelids, and they called him Jada, fool, rascal. Jada Pakshmakrit. So they were upset even when their eyelids would blink and they couldn't see Krishna for that fraction of a second. So it's interesting, a name for Vishnu is Animisha, which means his eyes don't blink. So say if Vishnu is seeing Lakshmi or Krishna is seeing Radha, eyes don't blink. So my problem isn't that I close my eyes for a fraction of a second. I like to close my eyes for 10 or 12 hours. And I don't care if I'm not seeing Krishna. So this example of the gopis is there. And we should aspire to that position where if we're not seeing Krishna, even for a fraction of a second, we feel great separation. That is the perfection of devotional service. So the eyes are one of the senses. A living being in any species of life is a collection of 10 senses grouped around the mind. We have 5 knowledge acquiring senses: the eyes for seeing, the ears for hearing, the nose for smelling, the tongue for tasting, and the skin for touch. And we also have 5 karmendriyas, or working senses: the voice for speaking, the arms for organizing and moving things, defending oneself, the legs for moving, and then the organs of evacuation and generation as well. So these 10 senses are grouped around the mind. And according to one's karma, one gets a particular set of knowledge acquiring senses and working senses. One could have the senses of a plant or a dog or a cat or a dinosaur or a human being. And the set of senses that one gets when one is a human being allow one to exercise one's freedom of will and either act in such a way that one comes to the platform of pure goodness, which is mentioned here. Srila Prabhupada mentions that unless one is in the mode of goodness, there is no real pleasure. Actually, the nature of the soul, any soul, is that it is seeking after pleasure. Anandamaya Vyasat, stated in the Vedanta Sutra, that the soul is pleasure-seeking. And why is it pleasure-seeking? Because that tendency is there in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is our source. Aham sarvasya prabhavo mata sarvam pravartate, Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita. I am the source of everything. Everything is coming from me. And that includes all of Krishna's energies, including his spiritual energy, his material energy, and his marginal energy. We are part of Krishna's marginal potency, the jiva tattva, jiva potency. And we have, in the human form of life, the ability to choose to become associated with either the material energy or the spiritual energy. And we do that by engaging our senses, which are influenced by the 3 modes of material nature: goodness, passion, and ignorance. And the mode of goodness, the activities, the pleasure-seeking activities they may begin with some austerity, which is like poison. But if one sticks to the austerities, the regulative practice of devotional service, in the end, in the mode of goodness, it's like nectar. And in the mode of passion, if one seeks after pleasure motivated by the mode of passion, stated that in the beginning it's like nectar, but in the end it's like poison. And in the mode of ignorance, it's just pain and suffering from beginning to end. But in the material world, the mode of goodness is mixed with the modes of passion and ignorance. So there's no perfect happiness on the material level of reality. For that, one has to come to the spiritual platform, the state of Shuddha-sattva. And that's what we're striving to attain through the practice of bhakti yoga. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Uchite. When we engage the senses in the service of the Lord of the senses, that is bhakti yoga. Sarva Padivanir Muktam Tatparatrena Nirmalam Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Uchite. We have to become freed from all kinds of upadis. That means false designations that are imposed upon the sarupa, the real identity. Jivara sarupa hoi krishnara nitya das. That's our real identity. But when we impose the upadis, the false designations, on that real identity, we become lost. So what are these false identifications? I am Russian, I am Chinese, I am American, I am French, I am British, I am man, I am woman, I am black, I am white, I am yellow, I am rich, I am poor, so on and so forth. So when we identify like that, we can never experience pure happiness. We have to become free from these designations and engage all of the knowledge acquiring and working senses, which are grouped around the mind. We have to engage them in Krishna's service. So the first step is mana Krishna padara vindayo. We have to focus the mind on Krishna. And if we focus the mind on Krishna, then the senses will follow. Like in the story of the city of nine gates, King Paranjana in the fourth canto of the Bhagavatam, we find that Paranjana, who represents the conditioned soul that is not in the spiritual world, he wanders around looking for a suitable residence, and he finds the city of nine gates, which represents the human body. And in this city, he comes across a beautiful young woman in a garden. And she is accompanied by a bodyguard, a big, strong bodyguard with 10 assistants. And along with the bodyguard and the 10 assistants is a five-headed serpent. OK. Okay, we're running out of time. Thank you for the signal. So those, the bodyguard and the 10 servants represent the mind and the senses. So we have to learn to engage first the mind and then the senses in the service of Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada was explaining in the purport, when the sense of sight is engaged in seeing the form of the Lord, that is the perfection. When the ears are engaged in hearing the sound of Krishna's names, that is the perfection of hearing. When the tongue is tasting prasadam, that is the perfection of taste. When the nose is engaged in smelling the flowers offered to the Lord, that is the perfection of that sense. When the sense of touch is engaged in touching the devotees of the Lord, embracing, that is the perfection of touch. So, and then the working senses, if we're engaging our arms and legs in chanting, distributing books, performing all of the many kinds of service that are available in the temple, then that is the perfection of the working senses, speaking about the Lord, chanting the Lord's holy names, and even controlling the senses of generation and evacuation according to the principles of devotional service. That is a real yogi, the bhakti yogi. Okay, so I'll stop there. Any questions or comments? Yes, Naikatma Prabhu.
Thank you very much, Prabhu, for a very nice class. It was nice how you were dissecting and pointing out the perfection of all the different senses. And in the purport, Prabhupada also makes that same point where he says that Kardama Muni, his seeing of the Supreme Lord was not an exaggeration. There's a interesting question that comes up in Jagannath Leela, that the devotee or a person was asking, why does Jagannath have such large eyes? Why do these deities have such big eyes? They don't have eyelids, but instead they have these big, huge eyes. The answer is that it's because it's better, all the better, for him to see his devotee. And we all have practical experience of that, that when you, whether you're in a crowd of thousands of people, millions of people in Puri, or thousands along the beach, or even in the back of the temple room, there's hundreds of devotees in front. If you happen to, your eyes land on the eyes of Jagannath, he's looking at you. No matter what, where you're at, this side, that side, up, down, miles away, and it's not an exaggeration that Krishna is seeing us, and he's reciprocating at every moment. We just have to make an attempt to look toward him. So it was very nice how you were elaborating on that whole position of the personality of Godhead and how the senses can be purified. So, thank you.
Thank you. Such a nice poem. No, you didn't see Maharaj.
In the description of Ambarish Maharaj relating every one of the organs of the senses, like 100%, it's like complete the understanding how one can be engaging all the senses of the Lord. My question is that among all those, you didn't mention, but there is one in the bottom of that line that mentions that, and we should, and the yogi or the devotee should become one with the Lord. In other words, the desires of the devotee should be desiring everything the Lord desires. So if one don't, my question is, if one doesn't do that, you can still be engaged engaging your senses, but your desires might be separately. Would that be correct to think that mechanically, yes, ritualistically, sometimes might be in the lower stage. Oh, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm engaging my side, I'm doing this. But you still have some desires harboring in the back of your mind that are not in tune with Krishna's desires.
Iha yasya hareya dasya karmana manasa gira. Stated that iha means here one's desires should be to engage body, mind, and words in Krishna's service. So yes, it is possible to be thinking of Krishna in a bad way, like Kamsa did. So it's good that he was thinking of Krishna, but it's not considered pure devotional service. So yes, one does have to have proper desire.
Thank you for a nice class, Duda Karma Prabhu. I was just thinking about the point that was made that not only do we gain great pleasure in looking at the Lord, but it appears that the Lord also gains pleasure in looking at his devotees perform devotional service to him. So therefore, we should be very careful how we walk, how we talk, how we act, because the Lord is looking at us and is getting pleasure or sometimes pain if we act in a way which is not pleasurable to him. In other words, which is not in sync with his desires. So therefore, this is a nice concept that God takes pleasure in looking at his devotees who are idolizing him or looking up to him or bowing down to him or doing any devotional activities to him, as long as they are being done purely, sincerely, and lovingly.
Yes, it's a very good point. Srila Prabhupada would sometimes cite his spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, and say, don't try to see Krishna, try to act in such a way that Krishna will want to see you. Yes. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granta Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.